executive session with Slim Line. I wanted to introduce a couple people here first. This is Wendy Lee. She's our Cowan Consultant representative. So she helps us do all of our planning and guiding us along this benefit process. And then we also have Lisa, whose last name is Montgomery. And she's from Sunlight, so she's going to be in our session about how to move on to the website. Any questions you have about Sunlight itself? So I'm going to just do a little introduction, and then Wendy's going to go over a little bit of a review of the benefits and some of the enhancements that we've added to the plan. And then Lisa will go over the system, so we'll go out to the website to see how it works. And then she'll talk a little bit about the NOLA app and a couple of things. So, feel free to ask questions along the way, but there will also be time at the end to ask any questions that you have. Most of us are on one plan. There's three different plans in the organization, so specific questions to your plan, you may not want to reserve and talk to, because not everybody has the same plan, but most of the plan is pretty similar. So, so the reason why we decided to switch over to Manulife, there's a few reasons. The number one reason was service. We've been with Manulife since the beginning, so since 2001. And since I've been here, it's been overall a good experience. However, in the last 2 to 3 years, things just kind of up and down, a little bumpy. We've had a few delays with short-term disability claims, taking too long. We've had some issues with customer service from the members' end, also from our end. Had a few things that happened that they weren't able to explain, which was very upsetting to us because it was things as dropping members off the plan. So hence why we decided to go looking and thought, hey, what else is out there? So Sun Life and as well as Great West Life, I don't know if any of you have ever been with either plan before, but they're pretty comparable to Manulife. They offer pretty much the same level of same website functionality. They have mobile apps and all of that kind of stuff. But Sun Life, we found, did an excellent job of presenting what they have to us and what they could offer our members. So we decided to go with Sun Life. And in the process, we've had in the last couple of years people ask a bit about increased coverage for massage and physio. As you know, physio can be costly. If you've had an injury or an accident, your $500 gets used up very quickly. So what we did was, before we ended up doing a switch, we talked about it and we thought, you know, let's increase that coverage. Massage is also a really great benefit that a lot of people use here. We see that in our reports, but it's very well used, which is a good thing. It's a preventative. We all work at desks, you know, it's a good thing to have. So we decided to increase our coverage from 500 to 750. So for massage, you have 750, and physio, you have 750. So that, however, that doesn't start now at 750. It does start now at 750, but you can't start at zero. So if you've used $400 so far, you have another $350 till the end of December. So, but I know some people were questioning, oh, so I'm going to use all my coverage, $500. Then I'm going to start July 1st and I'm going to have $750.
That's called double dipping.
Yeah. That's not how it works. Our claims would go up. But overall, Sun Life has come highly regarded. I did a lot of reference checking. Talked to about 7 different people that have dealt with Sun Life for quite a long time. Everyone was super impressed. They said from the minute implementation started to continuing, the service has been fantastic. They have a guaranteed commitment of short-term disability claims 7 to 10 business days, which for any of you that have used short-term disability claims with Manulife, that was not the case. So that was really important to me and to the organization, as well as the service level. They really provide excellent service. You can ask any question, they'll get back to you right away. And we also have a dedicated service representative for us. So that's a real benefit. We didn't really have that with Manulife. So hopefully things are gonna be, so far everything's been fantastic. Smooth process, implementation has gone really well. I know it's a bit of an inconvenience to get new cards, but really everything is gonna be the same. Except for you're gonna still have your same member number. So if you were member 55 before, you're still member 55. You'll just get a new access ID from Sun Life. And you go right on the website, sign up. You don't have to wait in the mail for a password or anything like that. So there's a lot of things that are going to be better with Sun Life. So thank you for my patients and being, I haven't heard any complaints from people to say, oh no, you know, I need a benefit plan. But really, Sun Life is one of the best out there, so I don't think we're going to have any issues. So yeah, Wendy's going to talk a little bit with you about the plan, and then we'll go face up. So
great,
it's all yours.
Thank you, everyone, and thanks for the opportunity to come here and be able to go just through some of the changes and the important dates that to remember as we go forward in the next few weeks. Okay, so as Sherry did mention, the current benefit plan has been transferred in its entirety. There are just a few slight modifications, so I'm going to go over those modifications with you so you're fully aware of them. And we will be, we'll be putting together booklets, so you each actually get a hard copy booklet. Now, what you do with that booklet is up to you. Some people like the online, which still will be available, but sometimes it's nice just to have a hard copy booklet that you can just make reference to if you don't have your laptop or your phone handy. One of the changes that I thought was really exciting is that now you can work all the way to age 75. One of the first employers I think in this city here that your benefit coverage before, for those benefits that had coverage to age 70, has now been extended to age 75, or the earlier retirement. So if you retire, then that's great. Now you have a happy life after that. But if you choose to, you can choose to work to 75, and your benefits for those that have benefit coverage beyond, like long-term disability, still terminates at age 65, but your life benefit, your extended health and dental, will follow you, and that's for you and your family members as well. So start preparing for that to the age of 75, because you have coverage all the way up to that. Life benefits, some changes there that are very positive. Optional child life, so that is a brand new benefit. There is currently dependent child life, and that has a maximum of $2,500, but the optional child life is new. So they come in units of 5,000 all the way to a total of 20,000, and it's very easy to sign up for that. It really is one premium, so it's employee paid benefit, one premium for as many children as you want under there. So more incentive to have more kids, because then you just package that all together. But for those that had the dependent child with $2,500, you know, in this day and age, maybe not seen enough, but so you now have an opportunity to include higher coverage for your children. And then the price is based on the volume of insurance, so it's a very good schedule of premiums. So if you're interested, then I heard that it's simple just to email Sherry, and then optional life for children would be added to your optional payments out of your payrolls, and you can go forward from that. So anyone that's interested, we can provide Sherry with, you know, further details about that, so that she has all the information to go forward with that. Dependent child benefit, prior to the life benefit for dependent child started at the age of 14 days. Now it's going to be start eligible at 20 weeks of gestation. So that's kind of reassuring that if for unfortunate circumstance there was a stillborn child, prior to that there wasn't any dependent child coverage because it didn't start till age 14 days. So now we back that up so that you do have basically a coverage for children at that early age.
Is everyone aware that you can purchase optional life insurance?
I just wanted to make sure, because sometimes people forget, or they just, you know, we might have been in a whirlwind when they first came, and but it is an option for everyone here. So
When you get to your booklets or even the online, you can see the breakdown for the optional life. I did bring a slide detailing that, but definitely there is optional life coverage for you as a member, for your spouse, child, and now the optional for children as well. Okay, so the benefit modifications for health. There are no modifications to the dental benefit, just some slight modifications to the health. And this is when you have a Manulife policy and you have a Sun Life policy. There are benefit differences in between the two of them that are slightly different. So we end up then have to make a decision whether we merge
keep it the same or enhance it slightly to match what the Sunlight standard is. So as mentioned, Sherry mentioned the massage therapy at 750 annual max, Physio at 750 annual max. So as mentioned, those new maximums are in effect this year, but your history will transfer over from Manulife. So whatever history you can claim to create up to that point will transfer over. So it will know, like she has indicated, the example of $450. So the difference will follow through to the end of December. And then your new plan year starts in January. So your 750 will start all over in January. We've added two new benefits, the dietitian and occupational therapist, both at $500 per calendar year. So that's a brand new benefit added to your plan, and it's under the paramedical practitioner's benefit. When you look at your booklet, you see those there. Surgical stockings are now two pairs per calendar year. Wigs, hair pieces are 300 per calendar year.
Yeah, I don't know the criteria as to how you
qualify. There might be a little bit underlined criteria around that, because otherwise, somebody I can use is just wait till we have bad hair. So, we'll look into that too. Fertility drugs, 5,000 per lifetime maximum. So as mentioned, the claim history, claim payment, the history transfer is coming over from Manulife into the Sunlife system. So all your annual plan maximums are carried forward, your lifetime plan maximums are carried forward, and your vision, your 24-month maximum is carried forward. And as indicated, the new plan, plan year, calendar year starts each January going forward. And this is very common when you transfer over from one carrier to the other. And I guess if you can anticipate, if we didn't bring the history transfer over, then the claims experience that you've already incurred as part of the overall plan, and it is used to calculate premiums that your employer pays for. So if we started the line in the sand all over, then they would be accountable for the first X number of months up to the July, and then everyone started all over it. So then it would be kind of like what I indicated before, kind of double dipping. And so the experience would balloon and the overall premiums would have to be adjusted for the additional use that went over. So this is very, very common in the industry to transfer claims history over for all staff members. Any questions?
Has there been any change at all in the vision allowance, or is that the same as Manulife?
The vision allowance benefit is exactly the same.
Great.
And you're wearing glasses, so it's probably a good reason why you asked that. So it wasn't changed, Sherry, it was the same.
Yes. For massage and physiotherapy, do we need a prescription for family doctor or not?
Nope, still the same.
Still the same.
Yep. Is that the same for dietitian?
Yep. Okay. Yeah. So I don't believe any of your plan has any physician prescription requirements.
So sorry, just to clarify that. So no prescription, but you even need a doctor's note or anything at all?
Nope.
Okay.
So it just has to be a registered.
Yes.
Massage therapist.
Yes.
I didn't ask about that. You brought that up.
Sorry,
guys.
I'm just picking on you on this thing.
That's the only parameter. It does have to be the hard.
Always have to say that.
Now some plans still have the parameter to have a doctor's note or a physician's note to see a massage therapist or registered massage therapist, and that would be an annual thing. And that really is there to just slightly deter people from going, but your employer has decided, well, why would you do that? Because both of those massage and all of the practitioners are very valuable for wellness and for, proactive kind of management, so not to inconvenience you. And it's hard to get into your doctor's these days anyways. And then they just go in there and they just go,
they charge
$20. They charge $20 for that.
Yeah.
So. Any more questions on those?
Yeah.
Okay, so some important dates to remember. So July 1st, the new policy number, and your booklets that you received in front of you has your new policy number, and that number is 10-2000. So that's the way, 102000. So that new policy number, along with your new pay director card, is in your booklets in front of you. That needs to be shown to your pharmacist the next time you go and pick up your prescription drug, because that will have your new PDD card, it has your new Sun Life logo on it, it has your new policy number, and then your same ID. So that's important to make sure your pharmacist is aware of that. And then inform your dentist at the next visit, and that would be both for your spouse and your children's dentist as well, if you are seeing different dentists, so that they now have the new policy number. If they don't and they run it through the current policy number, then it would be manual, like they'll get a decline real quick, and then they'll go, this isn't working. They go, oh yeah, 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 we just changed. So kind of keep that policy number maybe on your phone somewhere, so you remember it, oh yes, my new policy number is this, with us.
When before you mentioned about the member change forms, I just want to make everyone aware, on your member change form, everyone's salary is listed there. So just so you know, if you're not pulling all your forms in there, just make sure that you keep your own salary, you're not looking at everybody's forms. So you can pull out your change form, just make sure you're not overlooking other people's forms, because what we need you to do is confirm all the information and sign the bottom and then give it back to us. So if you don't want to do it here, that's fine, but just don't pull it out without realizing that you've got some confidential information on there that you don't want everyone to be looking at. So, sorry, I just want to mention that for
you. Good point. And Lisa will be going over the ins and outs of that member change form in one of her slide presentations. So you'll know exactly what it is you're looking at on there, what changes you need to make if you need to make some, and about the dental insurer. So what we're trying to accomplish here is if you can complete those forms, pretty well indicating your beneficiary and changes on there as far as your dependent status, to return to Sherry's team by July 4th or earlier. And then what's going to happen is all those forms will be bundled up and will go to Sun Life, and they are actually going to input all the information. Any straggler claims that miss that date, people that are on holidays and whatnot, and Sherry's team is going to be actually including those dates. So if you want the bulk of the work to be done by Sun Life, then we've set a date of July 4th, so all those forms can go to Sun Life by July 4th. So that's kind of the date there. So, and I always keep a copy for myself because I'm a paper order person. I just like to keep a copy. And then, Sherry, will you be keeping a copy as well in HR?
Yeah, we'll probably keep a copy in there. Yeah, for beneficiary purposes. Yeah. So just so you know, we weren't able to transfer your beneficiary information from Manulife. They're not able to do that. So right as of July 1st, you don't have a beneficiary unless you name it on your sheet or you sign off saying it's correct, you know, this is the person. But right now, as of July 1st, there's no beneficiary listed. It'll be a state unless you identify that on the change form. So just make sure that you get back to us as soon as possible, because you don't want to go without that information.
Very good. And a couple more important dates, just to keep all this on the roll here. July 1st through to September 29th, the Manulife online e-claim system is closed effective June 30th. So right now, anyone that's using the Manulife online e-claim system to put your paramedical claims in there, as of June 30th, that system shuts down because the policy has terminated July 1st. So if you have any paper claims right now that you wanted to put in, and you're just procrastinating like I do, I would recommend that you put them into the system this week before June 30th. So that way you then don't have to. The next step would be is to submit them via paper to Manulife. So that Manulife system to have all the claims that were incurred so that you actually did some services before June 30th are Manulife's responsibility. So those claims, because they were incurred before June 30th, still go to that policy number. And anything after July 1 goes to the Sun Life policy number. So any claims that have you incurred this week, any criminal claims that you haven't had a chance to submit, then there are paper Manulife forms. And Sherry, do you, were we going to have those forms handy?
Yep, they're in our office. So if you need a claim form from anyone, just pop by see Patty or Angela, and she's got copies for you.
Yeah. So you can submit those claims all the way up to September 29th.
Can we still go online to download the forms?
This week.
That much?
Yeah, this week.
Just only until June.
Yeah, so we've after that, we're
after that,
we access. And we don't have access either. So,
yeah. So the online annualized system is similar to Sun Life, where I'm sure that it's kind of pre-filled already, right? So that would be a bonus to go in there. Get the one that's already pre-filled. It has your policy number information on there, and then you've got some of the photocopy if you were. Just put them all in one form and get them in. Because as of July, you can do claims that you incur after that, go to Sun Life, but it's just this transition window that we need to get those claims that you have in your pocket not yet submitted to Manulife, and you have till the end of September. I wouldn't wait that long if I were you because it's money owed to you, so I would recommend, you know, the sooner the better that you can get those in. Okay, any burning questions up till now?
Yeah. Extended life, is there any change in the amount that we pay if we have an extended life policy?
Extended life as in?
I mean optional life, right?
Optional life.
Oh, yeah. No changes.
No
premiums. No.
No. So that's exactly the same.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? And if something pops up as we go through Lisa's presentation, by all means, put your hand up and I'll give you a presentation. Good, thank you. Okay.
So again, thanks everybody. I'm going to run through a little bit about the Sun Life website, some of what we think you'll find as benefits as being a Sun Life member. We're really excited to have a permanent entity come on board with us. So again, jump in if you have questions. I'm not a formal person, so I don't expect everybody to have to wait for something. And if I can't answer it, if I need to take it away, I'll get back to Sherry for it, okay? So some of these services available online at My Sun Life and also through mobile apps as well are things like checking your coverage on the Sun Life website. You can print extra coverage and drug cards, travel cards, manage and update your personal information. Let's say you have updated your address or our e-claim system, if you've signed up for direct deposit, a lot of your major paramedicals, let's say you'll use the physio or massage example or glasses. You submit that claim, you'll get your money back generally in 24 to 48 hours. We've got claims history, claim summaries, and again, the mobile app you can download from the app stores. Just to let you know, right now the mobile app, you can submit e-claims, you can print a coverage card. You can't look up your full coverage information like you could on the site, but that is coming. We're hopefully at the end of the year, that's going to be online as well. You know, I'll put some of the cool features for you here. So registering online, sunlife.ca. Does anybody actually have an access ID with Sun Life already? If you did, you had something with a former employer? Okay, just in case you did, that same access ID would be valid when you plan to put in an institute. But after July 1st, you can register on sunlife.ca. We've actually left some brochures here as well, and it really tells you in your packages how to do it. It's very, very simple. But there's a few steps here. It's going to ask you for some personal information, your contract number, which is that 10-2000, and your certificate number, verifying your address, date of birth, all those things that we need for personal authentication. Access IDs come up in a long numerical form. You have the option to change that to your email address as well, unless you want to do that instead for an access ID. And your temporary password will actually come to you via email. Normally, or traditionally, they have to come separately in the mail, but we've been fortunate we've received email addresses. So you'll receive that right away in a separate email. So once you've got that, you've got both, you're ready to go, you can change your password and you're all set. It's going to show you a coverage card here on the right side with your access ID. And you can jot that down, you can save it somewhere, and you're all set to go use a site from then on in. You never have to register. Okay, so some of the highlights, just on our welcome page, you can see along the top there's a navigation bar, so there's no right or wrong way to get into the site or to use the site. Just thought I'd show you a couple things here. Now this is just a screenshot of the demo. It's not reflecting your plan, so things like there's a health spending account, you can just ignore that, that's not applicable. But you can see on the far left here, you can look at your most recent claim payment at a glance, if you can't remember if you submitted something. Need glasses or lenses and next dental checkup. That is kind of a cool feature for those of us lucky enough to say to wear glasses and you don't want to go too early so it gets declined. If you click on that for anybody in your family that's eligible, it will tell you exactly are you eligible right now, when's the next date, how many dollars are available to you. So it takes the guesswork out of that. Next dental checkup is exactly the same thing as well. So time sensitive, even if you have a dentist saying, oh, you should come in and you want to check to make sure you're not going a month early. It's a really fast way to do it without having to fumble through your old receipts or call your dentist or call Sherry and her team. On the right side here is the quick links as well, things like printing an extra coverage card or drug card, submitting claims, signing up for direct deposit. So we'll go further in a few of these things, I just want to show you those highlights. So the coverage tab, again, to look up a lot of your medical and dental coverages right online. You will receive the benefit booklet as well, as mentioned, but this is a nice overview. You're sitting at home, your back is sore, you're thinking, I know we have chiro coverage, can't remember what it is. This is a great way to look up things like that. As you can see, you've got your medical or your dental, and again, glasses or lenses. Dental estimates will be online here. Again, you can go to spend account balance and coverage cards. So I'm just going to go into a little bit of medical coverage and show you what it looks like. So we have them listed in alphabetical order according to categories. Not everything will be online, and some you will need more details for. The customer care center phone number is on there if you need to call us. But in this case, I'm thinking about my sore back, so I would be looking at chiropractor. And I can't see here exactly, but I've clicked on the chiropractor button. It's showing me, again, this is just an example, it's not your coverage, but in this person's case for John Doe, it's showing that it's 80% covered. There's a $500 a year maximum. Tells about any deductibles or parameters related to that kind of chiropractor. And another really cool thing about this is you can look and see how much money you've used for chiropractor that year. So again, you'll have to do a guessing game. You can view the claims related to that expense and see how much you've actually spent so far. Any questions? Pretty straightforward. Another great thing is a drug coverage lookup. So you might have a doctor talking to you about thinking about putting you on a certain drug. Might not have to, but maybe you want to be proactive and say, you know what, I didn't even cover it under my plan. You get that drug identification number, if you can, or the name, type it in, and it's going to bring up the eligibility on that drug. Now, the DIN number is always the best way to look up a drug. In this case, somebody just typed in the name because they weren't sure. And as you can see, it showed four different levels of that drug. Luckily, they are all covered the same, but just to make sure you understand that there could be differences. And I'll show you a little bit later more about that drug coverage piece. Again, very similar for the dental. You're wondering about a dental procedure. Often dentists will submit estimates for us, and they should for those larger items. But let's say you're just wondering about Randy needs a fluoride. Is that covered under the plan? You could type that in or use the name, and it's going to show you the parameters around that. So again, maybe save you a phone call or fumbling through your book and kind of wondering. And this is your coverage card. So you've got your cards in your packages there with your Sun Life number, your policy number, the drug card, other country. But this is really great because right from the site or from the mobile app, if you download it, you've got your coverage card. You can print that off from the site if you want extra copies. And from the mobile app, which are really cool, let's say you were traveling somewhere, you were going to a different pharmacy because somebody was sick and you're like, I don't remember what my numbers are. You've got that right on your phone to show them at any pharmacy so they can use that. This prints off in a paper form, folded up nicely into your wallet. So you can always have extras if you need them for anybody in your family. Okay, so our e-claims, we're pretty proud of this one. We kind of brag a little bit about our e-claim system, so I'm going to do that for a second. Bear with me. Our e-claims, again, you can do vision, you can do dental. Now, most dentists submit for you, so you might not use that, but you never know. There could be the odd time. paramedical e-claims as well. We are constantly building to add more claims availability to that, but these are the most common and used ones, so that's what we focused on for now. The site is very secure and safe, and it's very, very fast, and we just want to touch on that a little bit for you here. So I'm going to do an e-claim because I come home and I have a physio receipt. Well, I don't, Fred does. Fred is actually not Fred. I have a massage receipt and Fred has a physio receipt, so I want to get those out and get my money back right away. You will have already signed up for direct deposit on the site if you haven't in any other way, and it does show you how to do that on the site. Just holds the numbers on a check. And you'll be adding the information for your provider. Now, in this case, we've already got Fred and Colleen listed on my plan. I've submitted claims to providers before. The first time you go to use our e-claim system, you will have to add your provider information. So it would be the same thing. You've already got that receipt from the provider. They're a registered massage therapist. Sorry, I couldn't resist. So their number is on, their registration number is on the receipt, as long as it's with their name, their address, and their phone number. Basically, you just type that into the new provider button, that they're a massage therapist, and now we've got that on file behind the scenes. The next time you go in to make a claim, that same provider, they will be on your drop-down list. You don't have to do that again. So as you go to different practitioners, if you need to, they're always going to be there available for you. All you do is select, click, click, and that'll take you probably all about 20 seconds. Enter the information, and you hit continue. And here it is, it's saying the claim's been paid. This is the reference number. You can click in to view your explanation of benefits, and if you want to print one off, you can as well. And saying that this is the money's going to be in your account in 24 to 48 hours. So that's most major Canadian banks. I find myself it's usually closer to 24, depending on the time of day. So that is if the claim is accepted and paid right away, that's the message you're going to receive. Now there is another step. We do have an audit process. I guess you didn't say much like Canada Revenue Agency. For 12 months, we do ask that you keep your receipts. We don't want them right away or anything like that. But you may get this message saying, thank you, we have your claim, but you'll notice it's not telling you what's been paid. It's because it's hit the random audit process. So we're just having a look to verify behind the scenes, and we'll send you an email when it's completed. Those are usually just within a couple of days as well if you happen to fall into the random audit.
Is that just the one claim or all the stuff for the last 12 months?
No, any claim you have, like let's say I went for a massage today, I would keep that paper, that massage receipt for 12 months from today from that date of service. So, okay. So it's only asking you about that specific claim when it's audited, but you should always keep your stuff for 12 months.
Okay.
Most of the audits, and I'm glad you brought that up, are right away, but it could happen, say, 6 months down the road. A couple of years ago, I had a bunch of physio. And about 3 months, I think, after I did get a thing in the mail saying, can you please send this receipt from the state? That was fine, I had it with me to do that. So generally, they are right away, but that's why we ask them 5 months. Okay. That's a good question.
Lisa, is that sometimes because they're actually auditing the practitioners as well?
Yes, it is.
Right? So they're looking for patterns from practitioners, which is, you know, I guess in the overall perspective of making sure that the claims are accurate and correct, that the audit is not just from individuals, but also the all the practitioners to make. And if they're looking for spikes of higher use, and sometimes I know through my experience as a consultant, it does come up under the dental.
Yes.
Sometimes with audits under dentists. So similarly with audits under practitioners, I was just looking for peaks and valleys as to activity and is there anything suspicious there. And then that way it protects the employer, protects the insurance company as well.
Yep, thanks, Wendy. So yes, don't pick it personally to get an audit, but I kind of keep it as it generally is. It's for protection of the plan, so you can keep having a plan, and it is really generally looking at providers. Like let's say, for example, most of them are on the up and up, but on occasion, especially in the GTA and things like that, you might have even read things in the paper, but sometimes there's some maybe little kind of hinky things going on, so you need to have a little look. You want to make sure that we're paying the right claims for you, so your plan is sustainable, and you know, it's not on you, it's just checking maybe a dentist or a physiotherapist that we've seen some unusual things on across the board. So here's another snapshot on the claims tab as well. If you just want to look at some of your recent claims, you can't keep track of what you've submitted or you want to have a look. You can type in the parameters you want around the dates, and it's going to show you the statement date, the claim number, the amount claimed. You can click right on that claim number and see the full explanation of benefits as well. So it's a nice quick link to see what you've actually submitted and what's been paid, or if you need to print anything off because you want to maybe submit to income tax at the end of the year. It's going to show you a nice summary of what exactly you've been paid versus what's been submitted. And your claim statement online, so your explanation of benefit with EOB, you can see that right online as well. And again, print that off if you want to. Some of us, like Wendy, like paper. Some of us, like me, I don't want to know about it, I don't want to see it, but it's there for you at any time to go back if you do want to print it off and have a look at it again. And claim history, as I mentioned as well, you can do a summary of your medical and dental claims. Date of service or number, and that's for you or anybody on your plan. So if you've got dependents that are on the plan as well, you can look specifically for them. It'll show Lisa, it'll show Joe, it'll show Bob, everybody who's on your plan, what exactly you're going to use. And anything you print out, sometimes you do income tax. So claim forms, you mentioned downloading the Manulife claim form. Similarly here, for things that you do need to submit a paper claim for, I mentioned everything can't be done with your claim yet. You can pop in here and have a pre-filled claim form downloaded for you. So you don't have to write in your name, your policy, and your ID number every single time. You've got that claim form available to you for dental or medical. Another great feature on the site that we actually don't talk about enough, but it's really incredible. There's a lot of wonderful wellness information on the Sun Life website. You can see there's a wellness center tab here. You can just click on that. It's going to show you some of the things that are available to you online. It's free, it's private, it's not an extra, it's completely personal. Perimeter Institute doesn't see what you're doing, Big Brother's not watching, and then this ultimately could be collected, it's completely private. There's a health and wellness companion. You can do wellness assessments, which I'll touch on in a minute. Write your personal health records via the computer rather than keeping pieces of paper, keeping track of things like doctor's notes and things like that. Look up medications, which I touched on earlier. So I'm just going to go in here for a second and show you just a couple of the things that you can do. But I really encourage you, once you're signed up, to go in there and spend a few minutes looking at the Wellness Center, and you'll see there's a lot of great tools available. So I mentioned the wellness assessment. We've got these assessments online that are great for, I guess, sort of lifestyle factors, things that maybe you can do to help yourself a little bit or even worry about. For example, if you think, you know, maybe your stress level is a little concerning, you go in there and you do basically a questionnaire. Again, it's private. You don't share with anybody. You're answering as honestly as you can about, you know, the questions you're asking, whether it be about sleep or if you get worried, this, that, the other thing. And it's going to sort of gauge and sort of tell you where we think you are with your stress levels at the end. It'll give you tips on what you can do to maybe improve your stress levels, if you need to be worried, if you maybe should speak to a doctor. The beautiful thing is that if you wanted to, let's say, okay, I'm going to really try to use these tools, in 3 months or 6 months or whatever you decide, go back in and take it again, the assessment, and you can see how you've improved, hopefully improved, if you've taken some of the advice. So again, you can see along the side, there's a variety of different self-assessments you can take. There's an overall assessment as well, or you can go through more specific. But you have to be honest with yourself. Sometimes I lied a little bit about the chocolate bar when I'm doing a couple of them, but
not doing
it. It's better if you're honest. And a personal health record, again, so this is almost like your shoebox of, you know, reminders of doctor's visits or test results, especially if you're managing maybe for children in your family or even, say, caring for an older parent. You might want to keep the records right online. It doesn't have to be for anybody who's even on your plan. It's just a reference for you to have a nice, handy reference of, you know, what doctor's visits, what medications maybe grandma's on, that kind of thing. You could print that right off if you wanted. Let's say you're going to a new doctor and you go, oh my gosh, they want to know everything that's happened. If you've started using this, it's a nice, handy way to, here it is, doctor. This is the medication she's on. These are the last few doctors she's seen. Again, just another tool for you, but it might save you a little bit of time. So the Wellness Center does have a lot of fabulous information. The medication library, and I'm almost done with you, I promise. When we looked up a drug earlier, there was that minocycline. I don't know if you recall, but You could have clicked in further on the name minocycline. It's saying you want to know more about this drug. It really links into this medication library, which is backed by the Medical Association of Canada. It's not just something we pull out of a wiki. It gives you more information about that drug, whether you think you're going to be taking it or not. Maybe you're asking about someone in your family. You type that in and hit go, and it's going to tell you, similar to that big long piece of paper you get at the pharmacy, it tells you possible side effects, what the drug is used for, all the ins and outs. This is what this medication library will do as well. It's another great reference tool for you. And that is it for me, except does anybody have any questions?
Yes, for coordination of benefits for someone that is a Sun Life member as well, is it, do you have to click it every time to coordinate, or can you set it up and then it will automatically coordinate for you?
Well, you can do coordination of benefits right online, but it does have to come in at every claim. It will ask you for coordinate benefits, but right online it will be quite seamless.
Okay, but it won't save the other member's information for you?
Well, they have, if they've set up for, let's say, Joe has set up on his side, you have basically given each other permission,
okay.
And yes, as well.
Okay.
A couple of questions. First is, when does a partner you're living with become common law partner for plaintiff purposes?
Would you have that 1 year plan?
Yeah, it's 1 year.
1 year.
1 year, fantastic. So the dental allowance, the things like scaling and so on, is that, well, actually all the allowances, is that one allowance, is that if you've got, say, a $750 allowance on physio, is that $750 for you and $750 for your spouse, or is it?
Yes, everything on the plan limits are per individual. Yeah.
Fantastic. And with the physiotherapy, I noticed there was a box, initial visit. If you tick that, so you obviously tick that the first time you go to a physiotherapist. If you're going to a physiotherapist for more than one problem, do you tick it the first time for each problem, or to indicate that that's an initial consultation, or is it just the first time you go to that physiotherapist?
Well, that's a great question. Generally, a physiotherapist, and often a chiropractor, something like that, too, will charge you more for that initial assessment, right? So it's really based on what does your receipt say? Is it an initial assessment? So I'm going to a brand new physiotherapist because my knee is bothering me. They're probably going to spend an hour and a half with me, and therefore charge me X amount of dollars. This is to make sure that we're paying you properly, because we know it's longer time, it's more money. When you go for a subsequent visit, they'll see you for, you know, 20 minutes or whatever, it'll be a lot less, and that's why we ask. So whatever your receipt is telling you, and it's the first time basically you've gone in, you know they're charging more, definitely use that initial visit.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else? Sure. Did you want to add anything?
I have a question regarding the travel benefits. And the website, there will be more information about the traveling.
Yes, the benefit booklets have a lot of detail on the travel benefit, and there is more information on the website as well for the upcountry emergencies. And our customer care center, the phone number is in the booklet as well, 1-800-361-6212. We are open from 8 to 8, Monday to Friday. So, you know, don't hesitate to, if you have something and you need to talk to somebody about, to call the customer care center, especially sometimes with travel, people have some more questions as well, they're great. Yeah.
The record deposit, is that transferred over as well?
No.
You have to set that up again for someone. Yeah.
It'll be very quick. It'll take you about a minute to set it up. And you can change it later on if you want to change banks.
I would just suggest that after July 1st, you cut up your cart. Cut up all the cards.
All the cards.
I know what's going to happen. People are going to use the wrong card because they're going to keep you opening the wallet. So try to do the swap out and cut it right away so that you're not, there's no chance that you're going to get it messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also an email address. So if you don't want to call Sun Life, they have an email address. And they're very quick to respond to email as well. If you're traveling and can't get to a phone or whatever, you can use your email address. And if you have any questions, once you go through the booklet, feel free to come by to see either myself or Patty or Angela. We're happy to go through it. And just make sure you also review it with your spouse or any children. If you have any children that are nearing the age, the children are covered up until 25. So if you have any children beyond that and
you want additional coverage for them, come talk to us, because there is an option with Sun Life that you can get them with a reduced premium plan when they're past 25, because they're not covered under this plan, but you can also set them up under another plan.
And I think what we're going to do just now is just quickly go over the information on the member change form so that, you know, when you look at your personal one, if there's any changes to be made, what it is you need to do.
Right. So we realize it's a little hard to see, but we've got the member change form in this package. And this is really to ensure that we have the most up-to-date information available for you. You see on the form on the left-hand side, it's going to have the information pre-built about what we received from Manulife as far as you and your details. The right side gives you the option to change that. So have a really good look at that and make sure everything is correct. It's very important, you know, dates of birth, language, that kind of thing. You want to make sure you have clean data as much as possible. So you go down there and just verify everything we're saying here. You don't have to worry too much about the location. That's our kind of interlingo, but your name, spelling of your name, where you reside, your dependent status, if it's single, spouse, spouse, birthday. Birthdates are hugely important in benefits. Of course, everything is driven off that, your claims, your drug cards, and things like that. So anything on the left we know about you, or we think we know about you as far as your benefits and your coverage. The right, you would write in ink, or neatly print as much as you can about anything that's different. So when you give it to Sherry and her team at the end, they send them over to us, we can get that downloaded for you. If there's something that's not clear, don't hesitate to ask. So I don't know if anybody's had a chance to look. If it all looks great, that's wonderful. We don't have to make any changes there. But I'm just going to scroll down a little bit further here. Forgive us, we didn't have a really pretty way of putting this in a document. But you'll notice down here as well, children. There's children that are usually on the plan that aren't. You want to make sure you've got them written down, dates of birth, and if they are an overage student. Okay. Beneficiary, really, really important, as Sherry mentioned. So beneficiary for any life insurance proceeds, which I'm not sure to talk about, but we want to make sure that in the event of a life claim, that we are paying the person who really wanted to have those benefits. So you will be writing down your beneficiary and the relationship to you. What that means is, if I want to leave it to my brother Bob, I would write Bob Montgomery, brother, and that's clear that I want him to be my beneficiary. You can have more than one beneficiary, so let's say you want to divide it up, you've got three kids. You would name those three children, again, say that they are your child, and what percentage you want them to have, because we don't want to guess. If you want one to have 30, one to have 30, one to have 40, please make it clear. Somebody's playing favorites.
And someone's playing.
Yeah, it's, you need to make it as clear as possible. You've got 100%, $100, where's that $100 going? Write it very neatly and legibly. If you need to add more, there's actually the beneficiary forms share your chance to give you, let's say you want to divide up between 10 people and you wanted more room, we can do that as well. But it's really important to make sure you have somebody named as your beneficiary. If you name a minor child, you can name a trustee as well. So if there's someone under 18, like your child, if you want to leave funds to, you want to know the trustee as well.
Can you not just put, because I am in that situation, can you not just put in trust? Like, I name my daughters, and then I just put in trust, and that.
They like the trustee name, if at all possible, like if you have somebody already lined up as the trustee.
Is there a special form for that, Lisa?
The beneficiary nomination form, which I believe some here this year, does show the trustee spot. Well, you might already have some as well, too.
Yeah,
I'm sure they brought some along. I mean, and this is something that can be changed later. There's update forms. It's not like it's written down forever. We just would really like to see it without everybody's information.
But you're saying that if things are different from the one we already have from Manulife, right? Like things don't carry, like I have to write these all over again? Or?
Yeah, the beneficiary information we do want fresh again. Even if it is the same person, this is going to be a stretch.
Yes, the beneficiary information that we had on the Manulife system, all of the information on the left was pulled over from the Manulife system. So whatever you had set up there on the left, you'll see it's kind of a darker gray. That was pulled over. So that's where we're asking to verify once more that that is still exactly the same. Otherwise, that's what was pulled over from there. And most situations will be the same as far as the number of children you have, spouses. But what we couldn't pull over was the actual beneficiary, because that's kind of private confidential information. So that wasn't pulled over. So that's where we do have to start fresh and indicate again who your beneficiary is. Mm-hmm.
So if everything's the same, like everything's correct, do we still fill this out or do we just leave it blank?
So if the gray area is correct, then you can leave all that to the right as is,
okay,
and then just concentrate on the beneficiary down below.
Okay.
Yeah. So the beneficiary is missing on everybody's form, but the information that was pulled over is kind of in that gray area. So if that's right, then you're good, and then you can just put your beneficiary and then your signature.
You have to sign the date.
And I'm assuming that the short-term disability and long-term disability are just calculated fields, because I have no clue.
It's based on the short-term is 66.7%, same as long-term disability, of your salary.
Is that per week, or what's the number?
It's bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the LTD is monthly, and the short-term disability is weekly. By the way, same time as your paychecks. Yeah.